This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. People in Boulder have been stopping by the county courthouse today in a show of support for victims of Sunday's attack. Lisa, who didn't want to give her last name, was part of the group that was walking to bring attention to Hamas hostages.
I stepped out and took a picture of everybody, the group. I stepped back, and 10 seconds later is when the first explosion happened.
Lisa says she's just starting to process what she went through.
The detective who interviewed me last night, he said, "Were you ever in fear for your life?" And I looked at him and I said, at that moment, no. The adrenaline was pumping. I didn't care. People on fire were trying to put him out. It was only then when I went home, you know, that it's shock.
Lisa says after the attack, she wants to see more security at the weekly event advocating for the release of hostages held by Hamas. Colorado wildlife officials have killed a wolf living near Aspen. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Tom Harrington manages the Crystal River Ranch near Carbondale. He discovered a dead calf on his property over Memorial Day weekend and called on the state to euthanize the wolf behind the attack. The state investigated and killed the wolf just days later.
I think it was appropriate and it matched the Colorado wolf plan that many people had input into.
It's the first time Colorado Parks and Wildlife has killed a wolf since it started reintroducing the predators in 2023. The wolf was a member of the Copper Creek Pack, a family group with a history of preying on livestock. If it continues to attack sheep or cattle, the state may remove additional members. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Find more news of the day online at cpr.org. This is CPR News.